right, guys. Welcome back again to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about the Zionist protocols. Let me go on here. I'll start again at the beginning of this paragraph. We appear on the scene as alleged saviors of the worker from this oppression when we propose to him to enter the ranks of our fighting forces, socialists, anarchists, communists, to whom we always give support in accordance with an alleged brotherly rule of the solidarity of all humanity of our social masonry. Notice, they always use these terms to butter the people up, to succor them. It's a movement of the masses. And so you'll get one joining with the communists, one joining with the socialists. They might be adamantly opposed to one another, thinking that they're on totally two different sides when they're all working for the same side. The anarchists, people think, yeah, I'll join with the anarchists and I'll be opposing these horrible oppressive forces, when their little anarchist party is in league with the same people on the, quote, other side. You control both sides of the coin, guys. That's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, to bring it more closer to home, here in the U.S., you've got your Democratic Party right now that hates the Republican Party. They're so opposed to Bush. And who are they going to rally behind? Hitler in drag, little Miss Hillary Clinton. Oh, God help us, man. If they can't see that that little skank is working for the same crime bosses. I mean, look at who her biggest supporter is right now. Rupert Flippin' Murdoch. You don't get more neocon than that. Also a Zionist, too, by the way, which is why Hillary has been puckering up. So has Bill. You know, Bill once said, give me a gun and I'll climb right in the trenches and fight for Israel. Yeah, I'm sure you will, Bill. Yeah, yeah, you're going to fight for Israel, all right. You're going to send American kids to go fight somebody else's kids, you lying fraud artist, just like your little best buddy's son is doing right now. Calls himself the unadopted son of George and Barbara. Oh, isn't that just cozy? As far as I know, he still vacations with them up in Kennebunkport, too. What a nice little... nice little happy family we have there. And they probably are related, too, guys. You trace their lineage back far enough, they are. Gore certainly is related to the Bushes, as is Kerry. Oh, anyway, let's continue on here with this paragraph. The aristocracy, which enjoyed by law the labor of the workers, was interested in seeing that the workers were well-fed, healthy, and strong. We are interested in just the opposite, in the diminution and killing out of the common people. There's your eugenics for you. Our power is in the chronic shortness of food and physical weakness of the worker, because by all that this implies, he is made the slave of our will. And he will not find in his own authorities either strength or energy to set against our will. You see, if you keep people hungry and give them a minimal amount of food and necessities, then they're dependent upon you, and they'll be on their knees with their hands out begging for the next handout, you see. That's their philosophy. Hunger creates the right of capital to rule the worker more surely than it was given to the aristocracy by the legal authority of kings. Oh, they've been studying this out carefully for a long time. They know how to maximize the exploitation, how to get the people to eat out of their hands, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're boasting about it right here in this document. By want and the envy and hatred which it engenders, we shall move the mobs with their hands. We shall wipe out all those who hinder us along the way. And it just gets more sleazy as you go along reading this thing, guys. More to come when we get back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back on Two Thirds Radio. Continue on here, reading with the... reading the protocols here. Our countersign is force and make-believe. They repeat that point frequently throughout the protocols. Force and make-believe. We're going to use propaganda and outright force, whatever it takes to get you to comply and to whip you into shape, whip you into fear. Only force conquers in political affairs, especially if it be concealed in the talents essential to statesmen. Violence must be the principle. And cunning and make-believe the rule. For governments which do not want to lay down their crowns at the feet of agents of some new power, this evil is the one and only means to attain the end, the good. Therefore, we must not stop at bribery, deceit, and treachery when they should serve toward the attainment of our end. And that's all they've ever done, guys. You look at what went on all during the Cold War, all the invasions of foreign countries, especially in South America, East Asia, Africa. Bribery, treachery, deceit, suckering these countries into taking loans from the IMF, the World Bank. They were created for that reason, to destroy these third world countries, to bring them down even further, sink them even further into poverty, so there would never be any chance of them ever climbing out. Always keep them subordinate so you can go in and steal their resources. Let me repeat, and I'll be repeating this many more times on my shows. Poverty is created, guys, whether it's an individual within a country or a country as a whole. Poor countries exist because the wealthy have gone in and stolen their resources and keep them perpetually in abject poverty, deliberately, by design. Look at the poorest countries in the world, and you'll discover they have the richest mineral and other natural resources on the planet. South Africa, gold and diamond mines. Brazil, mineral mines, the richest in the world. Haiti, the richest, blackest volcanic soil on the planet. Look how poor these areas are. Why? All by design. They go in, they steal, literally steal their resources, take over these mines by force or by deceit, by treachery, whatever, just as the protocol stated. And then they employ the native peoples of those lands whose claim to those resources legitimately theirs, and they'll employ them literally for pennies an hour to work under conditions that are extremely hazardous, extremely dangerous. You'll recall a few years ago, protesters in a South African diamond mine were all buried in a mine shaft that supposedly had caved in. We know what really happened there, don't we? There was a strike going on. That silenced them. End of story. Next. Plenty more where they came from. Just hire them to dig them out and continue with the operations, business as usual. You might be interested to know that in that same area, mines have been purchased by Daddy Bush and Pat Robertson, who got a hot tip from Daddy Bush to buy his mine down there. They were, after all, very close childhood friends. You might also recall, and this is brought out, for example, by Greg Palast in his book, Best Democracy Money Can Buy, how in 1994, Robertson got on his little 700 Club show and was petitioning people for money to help the Rwanda relief effort. He collected millions, but the money did not go to Rwanda. It did wind up in Africa, however. It went to help Robertson fund mining equipment for his recently purchased mine. That's where that money went. You wonder why he's such a successful businessman? There you go. You wonder why he has such hot tips with his investments? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Please don't anybody call me and tell me you watch Pat Robertson. I don't want to throw up today. Anyway, moving on here. Some more hair-raising quotes. In the hands of the state of today, there is a great force that creates the movement of thought in the people, and that is the press. Yes, it creates the movement of thought, doesn't it? The part played by the press is to keep pointing out requirements supposed to be indispensable, to give voice to the complaints of the people, to express and create discontent. It is in the press that the triumph of freedom of speech finds its incarnation. But the common people states, or the Goyim states, have not known how to make use of this force, and it has fallen into our hands. Through the press, we have gained the power to influence while remaining ourselves in the shade. Thanks to the press, we have got the gold in our hands, notwithstanding that we have had to gather it out of oceans of blood and tears, but it has paid us well. Notice, this is just what Rockefeller says. Thanks to the press, we remain out of sight from the public. That's just what Rockefeller said. I want to thank all the representatives here from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, on and on and on. He named several media agencies. He says, if it weren't for your silence over the years, we would not have made the great progress that we have made toward world government. He's practically quoting word for word from the protocols. It's unbelievable, guys. Ruthlessness, cunning, make-believe, the protocols say. Rule for the governments which do not want to lay down their crowns at the feet of agents of some new power. This evil is the one and only means. Notice, they admit that what they're doing is evil. They don't pretend that it's a good thing. They know it's evil. This evil is the one and only means to attain the end. Did you catch that? That's the old end justifies the means dictum. You know where that comes from? It comes from the Jesuits, guys. That's their main motto. The end justifies the means. I'll be doing a show on them sometime. I'll be quoting from the Jesuit Oath of Extreme Unction. You wouldn't believe what is in that document. Anyway, continuing on, the common people have lost the habit of thinking unless prompted by the suggestions of our specialists. Yeah, go to the head doctors. They'll tell you what proper thinking is. Guys, there's already a big movement underway to declare you mentally unstable and institutionalize you and get you on medication, get you pumped with electroshock therapy, or maybe a lobotomy, or maybe at least a chemical lobotomy, if you question the government. You're mentally unstable. You have a psychological disorder. The common people have lost the habit of thinking. They don't know how to think. That's exactly what they want. Hitler said it. What a great thing for leaders that people don't think. They have been scientifically designing this whole society this way, how to get it so people do not think. When you go to church, you're told the minister is to do your thinking for you. You don't question anything. In fact, you blindly follow everything he says because what he says is the voice of God speaking to you. When you go to the university, the learned professor who is well-credentialed, only he knows what's going on. You can't question him, you fool. You know nothing. Only the professor is wise enough to know these things and understand them and explain them. When you turn on the TV, the news pundits, they're the experts. They've done their homework. You haven't. They're going to tell you what's going on. You don't know. Have you been there? Well, the truth is, the media pundits haven't been there either. They haven't done their investigative research. They're reading off a script sheet. But nevertheless, that's the impression that you're supposed to have. So you're supposed to trust all your leaders, religious, political, media, academia, on and on and on. Do not think for yourself. Go to the experts. Go to the psychiatrists, the psychologists. They'll help you. If you have these paranoid notions of conspiracy theories, they'll medicate you so you can't think clearly, and all of that will go away. By the way, Alan Watt brought out a very interesting point. I never thought of this. You ever look at the word therapist carefully? Therapist. 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 The rapist. Isn't that interesting? Therapist is the rapist. They're raping you of your ability to utilize your own mind to think clearly for yourself. And it's all done under the guise of science. Oh, I'm not saying that all therapists, and certainly not Alan Watt either, is not saying that all therapists are evil. But the whole system is evil. They don't have to be evil. All they have to do is follow the textbook, and the evil is accomplished. Just like all the teachers out there in public schools, they're not all evil. A great many of them are decent people. They don't have to be evil, though. All they have to do is follow the evil textbooks, the guidelines, the procedures, the policies, the lesson plans, as they're already drafted out for the most part in the books today, in the textbooks. Follow that. Go by the instructions. And the mind manipulation automatically takes place, guys. But think of that. Therapist. The rapist. Oh, tell me that's an accident. Seriously. It's right out in your face, baby. And that's all they do. That's all they are, is rapists. You cannot think for yourself when you put your trust in these people, because you are convinced that what they're doing is a science. You know, I'm going to do a show on that sometime, too, but the mind sciences, it's a complete fraud. There's no such thing. You can't call any of the mind sciences sciences. There's nothing scientific about studying psychology, guys. It's not a science. The mind is an abstract concept to begin with. But when you realize that every person is different, every person thinks and acts and responds differently, that you can't get that down to a science. All you have is a bunch of know-it-alls, or I should say people who think that they're know-it-alls, certainly want you to think that they're know-it-alls. Pride goes to their head. They don't have all the answers. Did you know the highest rate of Suicide of any profession is psychology and psychiatry. That should tell you something right there. They're a bunch of nutcases themselves. We'll be right back, guys.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Okay, guys, welcome back to True Thirds Radio. Wondering why there's no callers today. Gee, do I need to go back to talking about theology? Seems like I get more calls when I talk the more controversial subjects. Anyway, let me get back to some of these interesting quotes here. In order to put public opinion into our hands, we must bring it into the state of bewilderment by giving expression from all sides to so many contradictory opinions and for such length of time as will suffice to make the goyim, or the common people, lose their heads in the labyrinth and come to see that the best thing is to have no opinion of any kind in any matter political, which it is not given to the public to understand, because they are understood only by him who guides the public. This is the first secret. There you go right there, guys. This is probably the most significant paragraph in the entire protocols. They're saying here that you must confuse the public, get all these experts on with varying opinions, show them in debates, all designed to confuse people so they don't know which way is up or down. You see, this is the problem with people today. They don't reason, they don't think, they don't even think they're capable of thinking. They've been systematically trained. One of the reasons, guys, that they require certification to do just about any job anymore today, not only to exploit you and make money off you, that's certainly one of the big aspects of it, but it's to create the illusion that those who are certified are so completely and thoroughly masterful in that field that you'd better not dare even think of questioning them. You don't know anything. If you have a PhD in broom sweeping, well, that's all you know, and you can't know anything else outside that. But Billy Joe Batson over here, who has a PhD in structural engineering, only he can explain to you how those towers came down on 9/11. Do you have a degree in material science? Of course not. So who are you to tell Billy Joe Batson? Of course, you're to ignore the fact that Billy Joe Batson receives millions of dollars in federal grant money every year for his research. That's not to enter into the discussion. That's of no consequence. You just need to realize that he's well-credentialed, and therefore only he is qualified to talk about such things. Oh, what a bunch of pure crap. Pardon my French. You just got to use words like that to describe this, because that's all it is, guys. They've systematically dumbed you down into thinking you can't understand politics, you can't understand anything that's going on. Leave it up to the experts. Leave it up to us. We'll decide. Leave the driving to us. That's the globalist motto. Yeah, Hitler was right. What a wonderful thing people don't think. It's high time, guys, you start using that gray matter between your ears. Your gray matter is just as effective to think, in fact, more so than these scoundrels. They have no idea what they're talking about except how to manipulate you. But beyond that, their facts are all fiction, all concocted to keep you in the darkness. That's what networks like this are for, guys, to re-educate the masses, to snap them out of their delusions and bring them back into the realm of reality. We're in the new Dark Ages. Continuing on, the second secret requisite for the success of our government is comprised in the following: to multiply to such an extent national failings, habits, passions, conditions of civil life, that it will be impossible for anyone to know where he is in the resulting chaos, so that the people in consequence will fail to understand one another. Anybody say Columbine? I got a show coming up on that, guys. That's all part of what they're talking about here, to create distrust and fear among the people so they cannot unite against the common enemy. That's one of the purposes of things like Columbine. There's others. You got any doubt that that was staged by the government? Stick around, baby. You won't believe how scandalous that thing was. Anyway, can't you see that everything this document has called for is already in place? There's a few things that are not yet in place, but they're on the foreseeable horizon, which is pretty scary. But almost all of this stuff has come about since 1905. Virtually none of it was in place in 1905. It's obvious this thing's been followed to a T. The blueprint of the New World Order. The paragraph continues, "This measure will also serve us in another way, namely, to sow discord in all parties, to dislocate all collective forces which are still unwilling to submit to us, and to discourage any kind of personal initiative which might in any degree hinder our affair. There is nothing more dangerous than personal initiative if it has genius behind it. Such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord." Did you catch that? They're saying that a few individuals who understand what's going on, who have a genius or even semi-genius mind, are a major threat to them more than millions of people put together who fall for their propaganda. And it's true, guys. That's always how it's been in history. Individuals have made the biggest impacts standing up against the corruption of the system. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Gonna have to pick up pace here. Time is really running by. And I don't really want to carry this over, although I might have to. I'm not even halfway done with... I'm elaborating too much, although I need to, because there's so much to this. But I want to, you know, demonstrate exactly how they have implemented this stuff. But at the same time, well, hey, whatever. I'll just finish this a week from Friday if I have to. Going on to the next paragraph. Now, notice, we already talked about, we already quoted how they boast that, you know, they would be controlling the media. Now look what they boast, how they would be doing the same thing with education. You see, you have to get control of all the avenues of public information. And they certainly have done that, guys. But keep in mind, in 1905, they had not done that yet in this country, not to a large extent. Oh, there were already signs of them doing that, but they did not have control. There was influence, but not control. That control came later. It wasn't until the 19-teens, around 1915, in fact, when they started buying up newspapers around the country and consolidating them in the hands of a few. They only had, you know, marginal influence back then. The same with education. Marginal influence, but they did not have complete control. That did much later, even after that. But anyway, let me go on here. It says, we must so direct the education of the masses, the goyim, the common people, in their communities, that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence. The strain which results from freedom of action saps the forces when it meets with the freedom of another. From this collusion arise grave mortal shocks, disenchantments, failures. By all these means, we shall so wear down the goyim, or the masses, that they will be compelled to offer us international power of a nature that by its position will enable us without any violence gradually to absorb the state forces of the world and to form a super government. Did you catch this, guys? This is exactly what they're trying to do. Through the UN, to absorb the state forces and hand over their power and their military to this one centralized controlling mechanism. By the way, I quoted that biblical passage a few weeks ago. Very interesting, because it describes this same scenario. It says, the nations shall be of one mind and shall give their power over to the beast. That's exactly what this is all about. That's what's happening now, and that's what these protocols call for. In place of the rulers of today, we shall set up a bogey which will be called the Super Government Administration. Its hands will reach out in all directions, and its organizations will be of such colossal dimensions that it cannot fail to subdue all the nations of the world. This is your New World Order, guys. This is the agenda all laid out in these documents, and look around you, it's happening even as we speak. We must compel the governments of the goyim, or common people, to take action in the direction favored by our widely conceived plan, already approaching the desired consummation. And how have they done that? By recruiting these thugs and brainwashing them, training them from early on, getting them to swear allegiance, bribing them through offering the world's finest prostitutes, paying for their education through skull and bones, on and on and on, and then getting them to do their bidding. This is exactly how they've done it, guys. By what we shall represent as public opinion, secretly prompted by us through the means of that so-called great power, the press, which, with a few exceptions that may be disregarded, is already entirely in our hands. Well, abroad, perhaps, but not yet here at that point. That came a little later, not much later. But, sorry, I just took a sip of my drink there. Guys, I mean, you can't miss this. It's unbelievable. Right in your face here, they're telling you exactly what their plans were in advance, and this is precisely where we're at today. They lie to us. They formulate public opinion. I mean, even Noam Chomsky brought that out, manufacturing consent. That's what it's all about. That's what they do. They deceive you into agreeing to things you would never agree to if you understood what was going on. But through their media pundits, which they control, they own, they operate, they manipulate, they get you to agree to things by lying to you about what the real objectives are. And they get your sleazy sellout politicians aboard with them very early on through the education system. And once in power, they continue to make sure that they're compliant by handing them out fat donations through the contributions, through the lobby groups. The document continues, not a single announcement will reach the public without our control. Even now, this is already attained by us, inasmuch as all news items are received by a few agencies in whole offices. They are focused from all parts of the world. These agencies will then be already entirely ours and will give publicity only to what we dictate to them. Now, you want to see a case in point with that? They will give publicity only to what we dictate to them. Look at Ron Paul, guys. Here is a guy running for president who does represent the genuine interests of the general public, who is out to turn this thing around on behalf of we the people and take power away from the big corporations and reduce big government, on and on and on. In other words, dismantle the whole stenching, rotten, fraudulent system these scoundrels have set up. He wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve. The income tax. And where's the media talking about this guy? Why aren't they saying, hey, fellow Americans, listen to this guy. This is great news. He wants to bring power back to we the people. Take it away from this corrupt system that's sabotaging our country. They're not giving any attention to this guy. They're treating him like he doesn't even exist. Or if they mention him, it's just that, oh, he's way down on the list and don't even consider him. You know, he's got almost no support at all and blah, 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 blah. Unbelievable, guys. There's your perfect example of how this is being implemented right in your face. All our newspapers, the document continues, will be of all possible complexions. Aristocratic, Republican, revolutionary, even anarchical, for so long, of course, as the Constitution exists. Like the Indian idol Vishnu, they will have 100 hands, and every one of them will have a finger on one of the public opinions as required. When a pulse quickens, these hands will lead opinion in the direction of our aims. For an excited patient loses all power of judgment and easily yields to suggestion. You see how they excite you in the media, get you all upset, all paranoid, all in fear? So then the power of suggestion becomes more possible. You become more easily manipulated. Guys, they got this down to a science. Keep in mind, this goes back at least to 1905. They understood human nature way back then. They had already been studying it enough to know how to manipulate people. Of course, this is an old science anyway. It's been handed down secretively to the ruling class for a long time. But subsequently, they've studied it more. They've gotten it down even more precisely now, with the advent of pharmacological products that they've developed, just like Bertrand Russell talked. They've created this scientific dictatorship where people won't question the government. They're not even psychologically capable of it anymore, hardly. Method of organization like these, imperceptible to the public eye, but absolutely sure, are the best calculated to succeed in bringing the attention and the confidence of the public to the side of our government. Thanks to such methods, we shall be in a position, as from time to time may be required, to excite or to tranquilize the public mind on political questions, to persuade or to confuse. Printing now truth, now lies, facts or their contradictions, according as they may be well or ill received, always very cautiously feeling our ground before stepping upon it. In other words, we might give them a little truth here and there to pacify and make it look legitimate, but we're going to toss the lies in there too whenever we think it's necessary or, you know, that's just what they do, guys. That's why you can expose things like 9/11 as an inside job by quoting from the mainstream media. The truth does make it out there, here and there, in bits and pieces, but in piecemeal fashion. Always scattered abroad. The average person, of course, doesn't know how to do that, doesn't know there's a need to do that. That you've got to look at one paper on one side of the country one day, and then 6 weeks later at another paper on the other side of the country another day, and put them all together. Scattered jigsaw puzzle. They do that, of course, so they can say, well, of course, the truth was out there. See, we reported this. We're not suppressing it. But they don't put the pieces together for you. And when someone comes along and does put those pieces together, of course, you're demonized, you're called paranoid, and yet you're quoting from mainstream sources. Anybody who's ever read my Piercing the Fog of 9/11 book sees that. Or, for that matter, my New World Disorder book. I quote from all mainstream sources. Heck, I quote from government websites. They don't hide it, guys. Their PNAC document, for example, of course, that's not government per se, but it's headed up by all high-ranking government officials. I quote from the Pentagon's website where they talk about weather modification, as you recall. I cited that, last week? So, you know, it's not like the truth isn't out there. It is. It's not like they're not telling you the truth. They are, but they're not putting it together for you. They're giving you, you know, in piecemeal fashion, scattered far and wide in space and time. So you won't see it unless you're looking for it. It's kind of like if you had a $50 bill in your pocket but didn't know it, and then it fell out of your pocket, you're not going to go looking for it because you never knew you had it in the first place. You never knew it was there. That's how it is with the public. They don't go looking for truth because they don't know they don't have it. They think they already got it. Anyway, continuing on. Our orators, the media pundits, will expound great problems which have turned humanity upside down in order to bring it at the end under our beneficent rule. Beneficent to them, of course. Who will ever suspect then that all these people were staged, managed by us according to political plan, which no one has so much as guessed at in the course of many centuries? There you go. Most people, guys, have no idea whatsoever how this stenching, rotten, fraudulent system works. Everything is done so that it looks on the surface to be legitimate. Professionalism. We have degrees. We're learned. We're experts in our field. You can trust us. And that is the opinion. These people with PhDs, folks, are the modern witch doctors. They have you monkey rigged into thinking that they, hey, let me tell you, this precious little, in spite of all the great advancements in technology that we've made, and we have made a lot of great discoveries, we certainly have advanced from how we were 100, 150 years ago. But guys, these experts don't have all the answers. They don't even have half or a quarter or a tenth of all the answers. For all the progress we've made, there's still so very, very much that we don't know, that we don't understand, and probably never will, but they want you to think that they do, and that you can't make any contribution to that any more than what has already been made. If any further contributions are made, it's going to be by the experts, but not you and your petty little mind. That's where they want you at. Don't question, don't think. Then you'll never discover the truth. You will always be deceived by their lies. Time to wake up, folks, and realize that we're lied to about everything under the sun. Everything under the sun. And by design. All by design. There's no accidents here. The lies that they're perpetrating didn't just come about because of ignorance. Oh, in some cases that might be. But for the most part, these lies have been deliberately orchestrated to ensure that you be kept in the dark and never find out the truth about a whole lot of things. Anyway, continuing on, we have fooled, bemused, and corrupted the youth of the Goyim by rearing them in principles and theories which are known to us to be false, although it is by us that they have been inculcated. Well, there you go. This is exactly what I was just talking about. They boast about it right here, guys. It's known by us that they're false. We've created them. We're deliberately lying to the youth. So you send your kids off to school, and I don't just mean the so-called public schools, the government-run schools. I'm talking about colleges and universities, especially those. Oh, but they're not federally run, you say? They're federally funded. They get big-time grant money, don't they? Well, there you go. And again, please notice, they boast here that they are knowingly lying to our youth. At the highest levels, they know that what they're pawning off is pure crap, guys. They know that. It's not done out of ignorance. In a word, knowing by the experience of many centuries that people live and are guided by ideas, that these ideas are imbibed by people only by the aid of education provided with equal success for all ages of growth. But of course, by varying methods, we shall swallow up and confiscate to our own use the last scintilla of independence of thought, which we have for long past been directing towards objects and ideas useful for us Wow, are you getting this, man? This is powerful stuff. By varying methods, we shall swallow up and confiscate to our own use the last scintilla of independence of thought. No more independence of thought. You're a hate monger. You're a heretic. You're unpatriotic. You're un-American. Do you see what they're doing? For the average dope, that prevents them from wanting to cross that line. Oh, I'm not going where he's at. I don't want to be called those terrible things by these experts. For the ones who know what's going on, they see right through it as the propaganda that it is. But for the blind mutton chomping sheep, this convinces them, yea, it intimidates them, not to cross that barrier. They're boasting here, guys, that they're using this massively, monstrously evil mind manipulation program, these evil tactics of mind control, to lie to people, to manipulate them, just so that they won't find out what's going on, won't find out they're being manipulated and lied to, and they're doing it all under the guise of professionalism. We're the experts. Oh, to wrest from them the last scintilla of independence of thought. Wow, and haven't they done quite just that so successfully, unfortunately? All right, guys, wow. I'm certainly not going to finish this today. I'll probably do just that. I'll pick it up. We'll come back 5 more minutes, and then I'll have to do part 2 next week. Be right back.
RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tunes Earth Radio. In our last segment here. Yeah, I am curious to know why No calls came in today. It's kind of strange, actually. It doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. In any case, I guess I'm going to finish this a week from Friday, guys. I don't want to skip this because there's so much more to this, and I want you to see that what's going on in the world today across the board, everything, is all by design. Already we've seen that they boast in these protocols that they're behind the terrorism, that they're going to use terrorism to manipulate people, to keep them in fear and buttress that fear through their control of the media and the education system, that they're deliberately keeping our youth dumbed down, that the lies they tell are not told out of ignorance. They know full well that they're lying, and they enjoy it. They get pleasure out of it. They get off on that. They love manipulating the public. They love keeping them in the dark so that people don't know what's really going on, so they can, in fact, get away with what they're doing. They said that we will use the guns of the United States to respond to those who oppose us. Unbelievable. That's what they're doing. We shall use the power of gold to bring people under our control and force nations to comply, whether they like it or not. They will have to agree and go along, or they will sink to the bottom. That's what globalization is all about, guys. The World Trade Organization. All of these things, the IMF, the World Bank, all of this stuff was created for that purpose, bringing nations down, bringing them to economic desperation. And then later, once they got control of the puppet leader, then in the name of foreign aid, they'll send money over to these countries now, but only to bribe the corrupt leaders that they've already corrupted, to keep them compliant. The money never goes and is never intended to go to help the poor people in those countries. That's just to convince the gullible American public who fronts the bill for these generous handouts that the money is, in fact, going to help poor people. So it makes it look good. Oh, okay, we don't mind our money being sent overseas if it's helping poor people. Truth is, that money needs to stay here. We've got our infrastructure ripped to shreds. We need that money here. We're the ones in need of foreign of aid. But no, it goes to foreign countries. But not to be used to help the poor people. No, in fact, it's used to ensure that the poor people are kept in poverty and sold out and driven into even worse poverty so that the leaders will remain corrupt and allow their countries to be raped and pillaged. And I mean, come on. You know, anybody who's read John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, know that this is what goes on. He was paid to do this stuff. Lie to countries, get them into debt, and then once in debt, You bribe the leaders. Okay, look, we'll so that you don't look so bad for your people, we'll cut back 0.5 percentage point on the interest rate if you give over your waterworks to this British company that's good friends of ours. Oh, okay, no problem. Just keep that money rolling in my pocket. And so now these poor people in that country who are already desperately struggling to afford water, you know, places like Chile that it's all desert, you know, there's no water hardly there. Now they got to pay even more, sometimes 2-3 times as much their water goes up when they give out to this privatization scheme. It's unbelievable, guys. It's going on all the time. But this is all in compliance or in line with the protocols. This is all stuff, but I haven't even scratched the surface. I'm going to finish this a week from Friday because it goes on to talk about rigging elections, how the leaders are puppets in our hands. We direct them. The public is led to believe that they are their servants, but we are the ones who direct them to do our will. You wonder why politicians lie and say they're going to do one thing and do another? They give the impression they're going to do something that's in your interest, but then it always winds up being in the interest of big money. This is why, guys. It's all set up. It's all staged in advance. The whole system is completely and thoroughly rigged, and that's every bit as true for European countries and Canada and many other countries around the world as it is in the United States. I marvel. You see them online all the time on Pal Talk. People in other countries who talk about how gullible we are here in the United States. And I wouldn't argue that. Most Americans are gullible, but they think that they're better off. They think that they're not being fooled by their leaders and being taken for a ride, too. Of course they are. You better believe they are.